KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning in high school football news, East Mills has found a football opponent for Friday night. They had to look to the state of Missouri to find one, though. The Wolverines will play Pattonsburg, Missouri. They had their game canceled this week also. East Mills was to play the Griswold Tigers Friday, but Griswold administrators decided to cancel the game because of low numbers due to illness. The East Mills versus Pattonsburg game will be played in Malvern on Friday night. After a roller coaster of an offseason, Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum says the Hawkeyes are thrilled to have a game to prepare for. They'll open up a 9-game season at Purdue on October 24th.
I can speak for a lot of the guys. You know, we're excited to find out that our season was going to happen. A lot of us were missing ball. I mean, it's good to be out on the field and playing with each other. And I think we're all pretty excited to get this first game going.
Linderbaum is one of several veterans along the offensive line and says that has helped in practice.
They understand the tempo of the games, understand the speed and what the practices need to be like in order to be successful in the games. I think we're doing a good job of that. You know, we got a lot of guys stepping up and trying to become great players here. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen week one.
Linderbaum says he's been impressed with the way quarterback Spencer Petras has taken over the offense.
You know, he just has like a commanding personality, just what you're looking for in a leader. He has great leadership skills, and as each day goes on, he's just building up more and more confidence, which is good to see. And I think Spencer has put in a lot of work and worked hard to get where he's at now, and now he just needs to show what he can do on the field.
You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on the station where your friends are, beginning with that game against Purdue. Iowa State tight end Charlie Kohler says coach Matt Campbell won't let the Cyclones come out flat this week against Texas Tech. ISU is 2-0 in the Big 12 after posting its first victory at home against Oklahoma since 1960.
If you took Campbell's message after a loss and after a win, you couldn't even tell the difference, because both times he just says tough about how we need to get better. And so, like, after the win, he was like, still, you know, it was a great win, but got to come back the next week. So I felt like we won the game, and I felt like we lost the game. So I know I'm ready to go the next week. So we're good to go.
Balance has been a key for the offense. The Cyclones average 171 yards on the ground and 212 through the air. Also, 12 different players have a reception in 3 games.
It's a blessing that we have so much talent throughout the offense, because the defense isn't able to key in on one guy. And like I said, I just feel blessed to be a part of it, do my small part, whatever I can do. And best thing about it is the defense is also pretty darn good. So just the whole team, you know, they have a bunch of guys who just come to work every day.
Receiver Xavier Hutchinson says that balance makes it tough on defenses.
You know, I think it gives the opposing defensive coordinator a lot to think about. You just can't key in on one player or one play. And I think you kind of seen that we've grown a little bit as each game goes on, from our skilled players to even our offensive linemen. They've all done a great job, and I've seen the progress in each week.
Hutchinson says the Cyclones have put the win over Oklahoma behind them.
And even after the game, I think, you know, we all relished the moment and we enjoyed it all together. But I think now when you start a new week, I think everyone, and we have, you know, great leaders on our team who remind us this. You know, this is a new week, and this is a new opportunity against a really good opponent.
At ISU, Texas Tech game kicks at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. The NFL's investigation into how Tennessee turned into the league's first COVID-19 outbreak found several specific incidents of the Titans possibly breaking protocols dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to a person with knowledge of the probe. Also, the headmaster of a private school in Nashville confirmed to the Associated Press that several Titans, including quarterback Ryan Tannehill, practiced there a day before the NFL first postponed Tennessee's game with Pittsburgh before rescheduling the game to October 25th. The Titans outbreak is now up to 22 people, with 20 positive tests returned since September 29th. Tennessee is set to host Buffalo next and already has a game with Pittsburgh rescheduled. Commissioner Roger Goodell warned all 32 teams that protocol violations forcing changes in the schedule could lead to forfeiting games. The NFL is trying to play a full schedule amid the pandemic without isolating teams in bubbles, as other sports have done. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are in a precarious spot after learning that a player from the Patriots tested positive for COVID-19 2 days after Kansas City beat New England. Perhaps the biggest concern lies with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who spent about 30 seconds face-to-face after the game speaking with New England defensive back Stephen Gilmore, the player that reportedly tested positive on Wednesday. The Raiders are the Chiefs' scheduled opponent this Sunday, but Las Vegas also had to place a player on the COVID-19 list. Aaron Rodgers and his Packers teammates won't get a chance to celebrate their fast start by leaving town during their week off. Players and coaches aren't allowed to leave the city where the team is located during the off week because they must provide daily specimens for COVID-19 testing. That rule also affects the Detroit Tigers, or the Detroit Lions, rather, who are in their bye week. Dwayne Haskins is being benched by the Washington football team and replaced at quarterback by Kyle Allen for this week's game against the L.A. Rams. Washington's team Twitter feed announced the QB switch, which comes after just four games under new head coach Ron Rivera. Washington is off to a 1-3 start and currently on a three-game losing streak. Haskins was a first-round pick in the 2019 NFL draft out of Ohio State. He's thrown for 939 yards and completed 61% of his passes this season with four touchdowns and three interceptions. Broncos quarterback Drew Luck returned to practice Wednesday for the first time since injuring his throwing shoulder in a Week 2 loss at Pittsburgh. Brett Rippon, who took the snaps with the starters, while Luck eases his way back in after a 17-day layoff. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has returned to practice on a limited basis for the 49ers after missing two games with a sprained ankle. Head coach Kyle Shanahan isn't ready to reveal which backup will start in his place if Garoppolo isn't ready to play Sunday against the Dolphins. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold will sit out the Cardinals game on Sunday with his sprained right shoulder. Darnold was injured last Thursday night against Denver and is week to week. Coach Adam Gase says veteran Joe Flacco will get the start at home in Darnold's place. The NFL and the Saints are working on contingency plans for Monday night's scheduled game against the LA Chargers in New Orleans. The planning comes as forecasts indicate Hurricane Delta will come ashore on Louisiana on Friday, but some predictions take the storm as far west as the Texas border. Well, the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers have moved within one victory of a showdown for the National League pennant. Rookie Ian Anderson combined with four relievers on a three-hitter as the Braves blanked the Marlins 2-0. Anderson struck out eight over 5 2/3 innings before the Atlanta bullpen tossed no-hit ball the rest of the way. Atlanta is the third team in Major League history and the first since the 1966 Orioles to open a postseason with three shutouts in its first four games. Dansby Swanson and Travis d'Arnaud both homered for the second straight day, helping the Braves take a 2-0 lead in that National League Division Series. Marlins starter Pablo Lopez struck out eight and gave up three hits over five innings, including a couple of home runs. The Braves can wrap up the series today. The Dodgers also can finish up a three-game sweep today following a 6-5 win over the Padres. Corey Seager delivered three hits for Los Angeles, including a two-run double in the third inning to put the Dodgers ahead to stay. Cody Bellinger padded the lead with a solo shot in the fourth and also robbed Fernando Tatis Jr. of a potential go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh. Clayton Kershaw was sailing until Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer hit back-to-back homers in the sixth inning. Kershaw got the win after allowing three runs and six hits over six innings. Kenley Jansen gave up a pair of ninth-inning runs, and Joe Kelly walked a pair before retiring Eric Hosmer with the bases loaded to end it. Losing pitcher Zach Davies was reached for four runs and nine hits over five innings. The Rays are up 2-1 in their AL Division Series after blasting three more home runs in an 8-4 trouncing of the Yankees. Kevin Kiermaier provided the big blow with a three-run homer off of losing pitcher Masahiro Tanaka to break a one-all tie. Randy Arozarena added a solo shot to chase Tanaka an inning later, and Michael Perez smacked a two-run shot against Chad Green in the sixth. Charlie Morton gave Tampa Bay five strong innings, striking out six and allowing one earned run and four hits. Giancarlo Stanton slammed a two-run homer in the eighth for the Yankees. He's the first player in Major League history to homer in each of the first five games of a postseason. The Rays can finish off the Bombers today. The Oakland Athletics forced a Game 4 in their AL Division Series by downing the Houston Astros 9-7. Chad Pinder supplied the Athletics' fifth and final home run of the day, a three-run blast in the seventh. The A's went ahead to stay in the eighth when Sean Murphy and Pinder lifted sacrifice flies. Tommy La Stella, Mark Canna, Matt Olson, and Marcus Semien also homered for the Athletics. Let's check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.